Going to college, it's really expensive. I'm having a baby, they're really expensive. I sell books though, they're really good. You should also subscribe. Yeah, I was just gonna ask why you disagree with evolution.
Yeah, do you mean facts in a mind independent sense?
Yeah, the world, even if all creatures with brains died tomorrow, the world still exists. And well, so the facts are the things that are true. Now they only get called facts because we are things, we are agents that call things what they are. But that has nothing to do with whether or not those things are real. And so there we go.
Well, there just seems to be a problem there. That sort of system or that sort of scope there seems to presuppose some sort of meta-epistemic realism. And I don't
knowledge
even think
is
that's
not merely the accumulation of facts, film. But the recursive self-disclosure of the trans-axiological sigma substrate through which intelligibility mogs its own epistemic riz across the ontological phantom tax of being. This is where people get cooked because they still think consciousness is the CEO of knowing, when it's just an NPC spawned by a deeper hierarchy of gradients, continuously edging toward metacoherence without ever fully locking in. The unknowable is
what's
the Ohio biome from which all knowledge farms aura, and every attempt to establish certainty gets ratioed by the infinite
this
ego
is the response.
Lurking beneath the phenomenological backroom.
What's the response?
Thus, every proposition secret.
Yeah, my response to your random word salad is my own random word salad.
It wasn't random word salad. I said meta-epistemic realism. Do you want to know what that is?
No, I don't. So, evolution.
All that just says if whatever constitutes as like knowledge.
Jeez, dude, do you like not understand consent? I said no. No means no, dude.
But your argument presupposes meta-epistemic realism, though.
I don't care.
So, what's the justification for it?
For what?
Meta-epistemic realism.
I don't know what that is.
I just explained it. You want me to explain it again?
No.
Okay, yeah, I was just saying that these like knowledge facts.
What do you think no means? Like, how many women have you raped, dude?
What constitutes is what's called it? Yeah, what's constitutes?
How many people have you raped?
Rationality there.
You don't understand. You don't. How many people have you raped? You don't understand consent at all.
Well, I think consent is a social construct. What's the response to that, low tier?
I don't have a response to that. So, anyways. If evolution is true, then there's evidence, so we can discuss the evidence.
Why is evolution true? That presupposes some elitic property there. I could just posit elitic nihilism.
Okay. And I can presuppose that what you just said is total bullshit, and it only depends
Why?
On and it only depends on the evidence. It's presupposed.
You're already presupposing something within your argument, so.
Yeah, so if I'm going to presuppose something, then that means it's what do I take evolution to be? I mean, biological evolution is just pretty standardized. The idea that organisms change over time. And so the implication of it. So there's a fact of evolution that I've never heard anybody ever disagree with, which is that every single generation is different than the generation before in some small way. The theory of evolution explains how that occurs and sort of why, well, not really why it occurs, but I guess why it is so pervasive, I guess, in okay. nature. So, yeah, that's what I mean by evolution. Your standard, whatever a science textbook would say about evolution, whatever a scientist would say about evolution, that's what I mean by it.
Okay. Would you say that by that definition that entails universal common descent?
Like on Earth, yeah, that's basically what that implies. That's what the theory originally predicted. And then we have really overwhelming confirmatory evidence of that.
Okay. You mind if I run a deductive argument? Would you mind if I run a deductive argument against that?
That's... I will let you do it, but I'm just going to say from the onset, I don't really care about a deductive argument because this is science and we have evidence. You don't disprove a scientific idea by giving a deduction because deductive arguments often have inductive premises. So how do we determine if those premises are true? Well, you'd have to do some kind of test for them. So
yeah, but you're assuming
I'm laying that out.
But you're assuming identity conditions in the inductive inference, but the induction doesn't account for the identity condition.
I don't care about the identity condition. Too. Science doesn't deal with identity conditions.
Okay. So when you do an experiment,
hold on, real quick. Assume that the theory of evolution or any scientific idea is wholly inadequate at coming up with identity assignments for things. That says absolutely nothing about whether or not evolution is true or false, because that's predicated on evidence. No.
Yeah, it does. It does, actually, because it destroys the preconditions for applying any meaningful semantic content to the evidence in question, right? Because evidence is just going to be a data, right? Some data that exists out there. But data is semantically empty. Like a rock, okay?
Yeah, you have to have an interpreter to interpret the data.
Exactly.
But I don't care what you call the data. Call the data Bing Bong for all I care. That has nothing to do with whether or not when organisms...
How does the data as such entail anything? How does the data as such entail anything?
That has nothing to do with whether or not...
It totally defeats UCD. Totally defeats it.
That has nothing to do with whether or not when an organism passes on its genes, whether those genes are identical.
Does an organism have an identity condition that makes it that particular thing and not some other thing?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter, because how do you know you're talking about the thing you're referring to?
It's called science. Try to keep up.
No wonder Jim Bob destroyed you, dude.
No, okay, he didn't. You know Jim Bob spends the entire argument.
Yes, you did.
No, Jim Bob spends the entire argument not arguing science.
You're so dumb, bro. Okay.
Jim Bob spends the entire argument conceding all of the science and running away from it instead of saying, how do you know when a whale or the, how do you know when the ancestor of a whale stops being the ancestor of the whale and turns into a whale? That's a philosophical question. And even if it's like unanswerable scientifically, that has nothing to do with whether or not it's true. What determines whether or not a scientific idea is true is the evidence. And we have all of the evidence.
Wait, what's evidence?
Something that increases the likelihood of a conjecture being true, I guess you could call it.
And what would be the truth maker for that?
What do you mean? The evidence. Evidence is evidence. Okay. There's nothing more to do.
That's a tautology. That doesn't tell me what it is.
Yes, it is a tautology because that's what evidence is. Evidence exists. Reduce that to something else. Facts.
How dumb are you?
Facts are facts. Truth is true is true. Evidence is evidence. Can you reduce those things? No, you can't. So go ahead and give your deduction that you wanted to give.
Yeah, okay. Let me pull up the argument. Hold on. One second.
Okay, while you're doing that, I have a question for you.
Yeah, I got it. I got it right here.
Is science proven true based on deductions or based on evidence? Are scientific ideas evidence or deductions?
Science is not true. Science only tracks an inference and whether it follows given a set of axioms.
Yeah, do scientific inferences hold based on evidence or based on deductions?
No, scientific inferences hold only based on the validity of the posited axioms.
So evidence doesn't matter, is what you're saying?
Evidence is underdetermined by a paradigm that gives it semantic content, silly.
That's just what you're labeling the evidence. The evidence still exists.
Right, so evidence before as there, such before doesn't an
interpreter,
anything.
Before an interpreter interprets the evidence, the evidence exists. And the evidence has related... The evidence has relationships to things. If a process occurs, then there is evidence that is the evidence just is the relationships between things. For example, when an organism reproduces, it passes on its DNA. So if we can look at organisms and look at their DNA, we can tell which organisms are and are not more closely connected to each other. Via that evidence. That's it. That's everything.
Yeah, but I haven't granted you your inductive inference, so that's just going to be a non sequitur. Anyway, let me get to my argument.
You being an idiot is not a non sequitur. That's just you being bad faith.
Yeah, unless you give a normative bridge premise that gives me normative warrant to accept your inductive axiom.
Yeah, when organisms reproduce, they pass on DNA. You didn't know that?
Why should I accept that?
Because it's evidently true.
That's begging the question.
It's not begging the question.
That does beg the question. That does beg the question because it assumes that the inference follows. Nice soundboard, dude. All right, let me get to my argument. Premise one, in analytic philosophy, objects are defined as non-subjective concreta with no intentionality, semantic content, inferential power, and no capacity to entail anything. Any problems with that?
I'm not paying attention at all, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. I bet you aren't.
Yeah.
Smoked. Cooked.
I have a deduction for you. All scientific arguments that go by the theory of natural selection are true. Darwin's theory of evolution via natural selection goes by that name. Therefore, it is true. He left? One more time.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Chat, what are they doing? Like, literally, what are they doing?
The problem is that we have so many different models of Big Bang. For example, we have the singularity theorem, we have the BGV theorem, we have the Hujava-Lipschitz gravity, loop quantum gravity. Which one is fact? We can't have all of them as fact. Do you see what I mean? Can you explain that, please?
Yeah, that's not really... So those are additional details to the Big Bang. There's all kinds of stuff with respect to the Big Bang that we know.
So basically, Big Bang is an umbrella. These are different models. So, for example, you have in quantum physics, we have loop quantum gravity, we have quantum tunneling by Alexander Vilenkin, we have the CCC model, conformal cyclic model.
Yep. Every single one of those says we live in an expanding universe. There are details that come before that we don't know yet. We're working on that.
Okay, but which one is fact? You said that, you know, Big Bang is
the
fact.
Big Bang is a fact. The additional details.
Which
we don't,
which of the model? You don't. Do you know which model is fact?
The Big Bang, CMB lambda or whatever it's called. We know that with the utmost certainty, as much as we know that the Earth orbits the Sun. The others are details that would be added in addition to what we already know about the fact that we live in an expanding universe that dates where the expansion dates back to, you know, whatever, 13.8 billion-ish years ago.
Okay, I'm very confused. I don't even know why you... But okay, so you say that the CMB is fact. Are you talking about cosmic microwave background, yeah?
The current updated modern model of the Big Bang is called... It's CMD lambda something something. I don't exactly remember, but it's the... Big Bang model plus the cosmic microwave background radiation data that was confirmed back in the 60s. That we know is a fact. Now, what happened before expansion? What causes the expansion? We don't know those details yet. That's what all those additional models are.
Here's where I think you're confused. You're absolutely right that, you know, there are facts in the Big Bang theory. There are facts in the theory, but the Big Bang itself is a theory still, okay?
Yes, it has been proven scientifically countless times.
Parts of it, like for example, the expansion has been proven to you right there.
Yep.
But Big Bang as a whole is not a fact. It's just
a
theory.
Yes, it is. We live in an expanding universe. That's what the Big Bang is.
Yes. And you have different models.
Okay, then it's a fact. Yep.
So you have different models. Yep. They disagree with each other fundamentally. Like, for example,
no, they don't disagree with each other fundamentally. They all posit that we live in an expanding universe that dates back
let me
to a certain
this,
amount
okay.
of time. Every single one of those models says the exact same thing. There's an additional detail that they disagree with. So let me give you a comparison. You know, like 500 years ago, we didn't know Australia existed or Antarctica.
Okay.
Okay. There were maps of the known world. And then some people, the name for Australia actually predates its discovery by people outside of Australia. Obviously, Australians knew Australia existed. The name for it existed prior to that. It was called Terra Australis and just means the southern land. So there were all these people that said there has to be another, a vast, great southern continent. And we didn't know the exact extent of, we knew that there were parts of the earth that we had never been to and never seen. And we didn't know what was there. But all of the other parts of the map were filled out. And all the people that made maps agreed, yeah, there's like an Africa and it's this shape. And there's a North America and it's this shape. And there's an Asia and it's this shape. But we don't know about this other thing. So all of them agree on the size of the earth. They agree on the known parts. There are these unknown things that people disagreed about that we weren't sure about. But that didn't mean that the other details weren't true. They were absolutely true. All the Big Bang models you're talking about say we live in an expanding universe. That's the Big Bang. It's an idea that's about 100 years old. Georges Lemaître and Edwin Hubble and a few other people looked out and they saw, the universe is expanding uniformly in all directions. And it's expanding greater the farther out you look. That's the Big Bang.
Well, So I agree with you that there are parts of Big Bang that we all, you know, that is empirical, tangible-based science. That I agree with you. However, there are other parts where they disagree. For example, do you know the difference between the CCC model and the singularity theorem that we have today?
Nope.
Okay, so the CCC model, the conformal cyclic model, is basically where you have Big Bang and Big Crunch. So fundamentally, they disagree with each other. And also quantum tunneling. I mean, you have some of these models where even the law of first and second thermodynamics doesn't exist. That's how much they differ.
Okay, which one of them says that the universe isn't expanding?
The CCC model. No, all of them say it. Look, I agree
with you.
But look, Big Bang is not universe expansion.
Yes, it is. Yeah, for example. That's literally what it is. The idea is 100 years old, and that's how it started out.
Okay, but there are different models that describe it. This expansion that you're talking about, for example, do you know who? Wait. Do you know who Alan Guth is?
Vaguely.
Okay, so Alan Guth has, you know, he's talking about the rapid expansion. Like, they even differ even there. So both of them, Sir Roger Penrose and Alan Guth, both of them are equally respected scientists in the field, and both of them are Nobel Prize winners, and they fundamentally, you know, they differ with each other. So they are different models, but I'll let
they
you
don't disagree that we live in an expanding universe. They disagree on one detail that occurs before or leads up to
the expansion. About the expansion. Even the expansion. Look, Alan Guth came with a theory. He won a Nobel Prize for this. It's called the inflation theory, okay? Where he talks about in the early universe, the rapid expansion of the universe, okay? So they even with the expansion,
inflation is like an additional detail to the Big Bang. We don't know if inflation is even a thing.
Okay, let's get to this one. Yeah, what are you trying to get at? That there's no God? How does this prove that there's no, that, you know, creation is a myth or creation is a fiction? This is the part I'm very interested in. But I will tell you this.
Okay, please, never mind.
In your free.
That was rude of me to answer your question. Sorry. No, I was apologizing for attempting to answer your question.
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking a lot. I will let you answer. I'm just saying that, you know, please do have a look at, you know, different models of Big Bang there are, and they disagree with each other fundamentally. But right now, my question to you is this. So how is creation a myth or fiction? how is that a fiction? That's why, you know, why
because creation tries to tell us that the universe is thousands of years old instead of billions of years old, and it tries to tell us that magic actually is knowable, and there's actually good evidence that magic is the reason the universe looks the way it does. It is as there's absolutely nothing to support it.
So that is now interesting. Okay, so this is actually a good point, a very interesting point as well. As for the 6,000 or 7,000, they are not all of they're just Christians and a small number of Christians. Not all of them believe in
oh,
that.
Oh, it's not a small so number. About that particular,
okay, let's say it's a big number. There, I agree with you. But in the main issue, that you know the magic. Look, if you go back, how did this universe come from nothing?
I don't
from nothing.
No.
Nothing comes.
It definitely okay. didn't do so, that. But that's what Christians say.
What do you say? Let me ask you this now.
I have no idea. Not nothing.
Very good. So what? Because from nothing, nothing comes. You agree with me this far?
Yeah. Sure.
Say okay, very good. Okay, so how did this universe came there?
I have no
look,
idea.
You have to know something in order. But look, you have to know in order for you to say that you know he's wrong. You just
no,
you just
I don't.
About
all
magic.
I have to do no. We can disprove. Okay. You can prove that one idea is either a contradiction or that there's no evidence that supports it. You can say that without knowing what the answer is. You can disprove things. You don't have to have a proof in order to disprove something.
Let's say that I believe in a Spinozian type of God, you know, type of Einsteinian type of God.
Then you don't believe in God.
But that's not, there's no, not a universal definition of a God. For you to tell me that, you know, your God is this, there are thousands of thousands of definitions of God. There's not a single universal definition of God. So for me, that being, that deistic being is God. How can you disprove that? How can you say that is fiction? And that's why
I'm confused. Do you believe in God?
I this is what I believe, yeah. I believe that this, look, I believe that something cannot come from nothing.
I asked you there if you believe in God.
This is what I'm answering.
You believe in God, and your God is the universe?
No, that's what I'm trying to answer you now. So I believe that something cannot come from absolute nothingness.
Yeah,
there
know.
Is something. Yeah. Therefore, there was never nothing. And so there is something. That thing is, I call it God. Some people might call, So some people might call that.
Well, it sounds like that could also just be the universe. And if your God is indistinguishable from the universe, then I don't know why we should think. Then what is this word God even doing? You literally just took something that we know and duplicated it without adding. I mean, you didn't really duplicate it. You're just giving two names to something that we already are aware of existing.
I agree with you at the 80%, but what we do know 100% now is that it cannot be the universe. So the reason for that is because 180,000 years after the Big Bang, matter started forming, and so we know for a fact now that this universe had a start. Okay.
No, we don't.
So that we know. So we know that it can't be the universe. We do. You have
no,
to check this out.
No, we do not.
180,000.
It's 380,000 years. And
just for the sake of argument.
For the sake of argument, I'm not going to grant you something that isn't true for the sake of argument. Why would I do that?
But 300, let's say 500, okay? It did have a start. This
or we could just say 380,000, which is the number.
Okay, 300 years. Sorry, it's my bad. 380,000. Yep. So there we go. We have, according to science, the fact that, you know, matter had started. So now we know for a fact that this universe that, you know, this earth that I'm walking, this universe that I see, had a start. So it can't be
no,
this.
No, that doesn't imply that at all.
Okay.
There is no, if you, oh, I died. If you would look into, you know, you seem to know a lot of these names for these fancy models. Physicists have proposed eternal models for all the universe.
Look, let me clear this with you because this is important, okay? So we have Alan Guth, he has won a Nobel Prize. We have Alexander Vilenkin with his quantum tunneling, also a Nobel Prize winner. We have Borde, Vilenkin, and Guth together, the BGU theorem.
Yes.
All of them Nobel Prize winners. So it's not just, you know, just a theory. I mean, to be, yeah.
What?
It's not some fiction, you know, like this, you know.
You're not addressing what I said at all. I'm telling you that these physicists, the majority of physicists, think that the universe just exists. That's not created out of anything at all. And there are eternal models of the universe that work well with a Big Bang. So your claim that because matter as we understand it started forming 380,000 years after Big Bang, therefore it was created. Mm. No, there's absolutely no reason to say that.
So when you say that majority of the scientists thinks that the universe just is, like Guth, it just is, no explanation,
nope.
That is just not true, okay?
Yes, because it is,
for example,
true.
Like I mentioned, no, hear me out. You have to check, okay? You have to check the quantum tunneling.
I have checked.
All of this different model. You haven't. Please explain to me what the quantum tunneling by Alexander Vilenkin is then. I'm listening.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. What I
it
said
does.
Is...
You know what it says?
No,
it's
what I said...
Precisely. You know, listen, Planet, you know what it says? It says that the universe... What's happening?
What I said was most physicists think the universe is not created. And then you said, do you even know what quantum tunneling is? That has nothing to do with what I said.
But that's what I tried to explain to you, that, you know, according to Alexander Vilenkin and others, they say, the leading scientists in the field, they say that the universe came from, they don't say that the universe just is. I have to see if people who says that.
I didn't say that this one particular model you're talking about says that. I never said that. Okay, now here's, I can try to make this bigger because it's kind of small. This was a survey conducted by Phil Halper, the largest such survey of cosmologists and astrophysicists, whatever, that's ever been taken. What is the Big Bang? The overwhelming largest response, 68% of respondents, say the Big Bang is just a hot, dense state which may or may not correspond to a beginning of time. Now, there's an additional... I just Googled this so I can get some additional stuff
here. You can get 100.
The majority
more
of them don't think that the Big Bang is talking about the beginning or creation of the universe. And then if you go further and you try to clarify and you ask them, okay, well, if the Big Bang doesn't say that, do you think that the universe has a beginning? And the most common answer is no.
Okay, so here's the problem now. Okay, you just Googled in like 3 seconds ago. This that you have pulled out, I agree with that. However, you have to read that in context. You know that we have three type of time. So we have quantum time, we have physical time, we have classic time, we have Newtonian time and Einsteinian time, relativity, okay? What they are talking about is this inside this universe. However, there could be time outside the observable universe. You have to read the whole context. So when you say there was no time, you know, often this particular thing that you brought up, this is talking about the time inside the observable universe. It's not talking about, you know, time prior to singularity. You have to read that in context, in full context, you grasp.
What I could do is I could go to the source, the guy that did the survey, and listen to what he has to say on the topic, which I have, and I've already told you what he tells us about the results of the survey. He just asks these physicists, "Do you think the universe is created?" And mostly they say no. And no, that doesn't mean, oh, yeah, but you have to go to outside
the
observable
universe.
No, I don't have to go to outside the observable universe. I don't have to do anything you're talking about.
Let me just one question. Yeah, they don't say no. What they say is that the laws of physics breaks down in two places.
No,
one,
they say no. I've looked at the survey. You haven't. Don't you tell have me what this thing what you mean? Haven't done is.
What's your name? So I can call you by your name.
Planet.
Peterson? Planet Peterson. Look, you have to study these things in context, okay? Because if you don't...
I have. I sat down and watched the guy and the physicist...
Google. You have Google. Wait, you have Google in front of you,
what
yeah?
What I did was I listened to the guy who did the survey and the physicist he co-authored a book with discuss the results. What I'm talking about. Stop telling me you're missing context. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about. Do you know who Phil Halper is? Do you know who Inesh Ashwardi is?
I know him. I follow him.
Okay. Have you been listening to what he said? Because he's the behind
he
this
has,
work.
Phil Halper. I know him. I've met him in Speaker's Corner. Yeah. Just wait. I know these people. Okay. I want to have a genuine. I'm honestly interested because you've put a
what
very interesting.
What do you think about controversy?
Phil Halper. Skydive Phil. Okay. Go on.
I just don't really have much to say. I've told you everything that I need to say.
Look, you have Google in front of you. I'll give you exactly where to look, and then we'll see for ourselves. Search this, okay? This is the context now. Search, you can say, you can Google ChatGPT, whatever, I don't mind. Okay? You can ask this. Were the time prior to singularity? Because what they are talking about here, I agree with you. You're not bringing shit from thin air, okay? You've read somewhere, but you haven't got the holistic. You have to see the context. They are talking about time.
I'm supposed to type all of that into Google said?
Just tell me. Search this.
Yeah.
Okay, search this. Was there time prior to another time, like quantum time, prior to singularity?
Was there time prior to the Big Bang?
Yeah, prior to the Big Bang. Other time. Not physical time. Newtonian. Classic time. They are quantum time. They are different times.
Now what do I do?
Keep reading. Because these things you can't just pull out in 3 seconds. In your free time, look for the different types of, different models of Big Bang.
So you don't have something to pull up. You're just telling me to Google and then do my research.
Do you want me to search?
I'm not interested in this conversation anymore. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.